text Jason and Deb with another $50.
You don't understand.
You're right. I don't understand so many things about you. I don't get it.
When I bring my boiled eggs to work,
yeah,
generally have a vegetable to go with them. This week, it's cherry tomatoes. I like 3 or 4 cherry tomatoes per egg. Yesterday, I had 3 eggs, brand new cherry tomatoes tub. Guess what? Go in the fridge today. There have been some thievery going on.
Yeah.
You don't get to steal my organic cherry angel sweet biologic.
So you can steal coffee creamer from other people, but they can't steal cherry tomatoes from you.
Yes.
Those are the rules.
Correct. Okay. I replaced that coffee creamer.
Well, you don't. Maybe someone's going to replace your cherry tomatoes.
Doubt it. You know what? Nick just gave me some duct tape. That's how it's going to have to be from now on.
Yeah, I like how Deb was like, Nick, do you have duct tape? Well, of course I have duct tape.
I shouldn't even need to ask, really.
Maybe some rope and zip ties, too.
We have another $50 Kalahari Resort gift card for you to win inside half an hour.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh, God, I'm so alone. Please, Deb O'Keefe, say love me on the phone.
Deb calls a random business, a stranger. It's got to get him to say I love you. Can't tell him who she is or what's up. Sunrise Surf Shop.
Oh, sweet. So I can check to see if they got my hoodie in.
Mm-hmm. Local retailer stocking surfboards, paddle boards, skateboards, and related apparel and accessories.
Sounds
Jacksonville,
like my jam.
Florida. Ask about Urban Meyer.
Good morning, Sunrise.
How long are we going to stick
on
this Jacksonville
thing? Hey, have you guys got ladies' Billabong clothing?
A little played out.
We do.
You do? Okay, I'm currently wearing this awesome hoodie that I bought. I don't know where I got it. It's like 10 years old. And I love it. It's my favorite, but it's getting disgusting looking. Like, you know those little fabric bubbles that go out everywhere?
Yeah,
they're especially bad, I swear, on my boobs. I don't know why. It's like I rub into things with them. But I was wondering if you had, I really need to replace it because it's getting embarrassingly gross. But do you have any Billabong hoodies, like thin material?
For women?
Yeah. I'd even take a men's, I suppose. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, we definitely got some men's. I'm not too sure about the women's, but let me ask one of the girls real quick.
Okay, thanks. Mm.
Yep, no problem.
This guy sounds hot. Listen to the music, right?
Hot,
he works at the surf shop.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is hot. I want to stalk him on the internet.
He can shred my gnar.
I bet he's got a cool name like...
Chad.
Cole. Or... Brady. I don't know where I'm going with these names.
Brody,
yeah.
You know what? He's not coming back. We're going to be on this hold music forever.
I don't mind. This is funky.
Ha ha, Pulp Fiction.
No. Yeah, God damn it.
Point Break.
Idiot.
I have an RTF degree.
You guys don't understand how the game works.
Okay,
the ha-ha
so the
game.
We
you have
had
to
like one or two.
Go ha-ha, then reference what you're referencing.
Also, okay. We had some really cool jackets.
You don't offer commentary
not
in between
many,
the ha-has.
Oh, okay, maybe a cool jacket could take the place of my favorite hoodie. All right,
there
cool.
There you go.
I will be in and... all right, one last question. Do you guys sell skateboards?
We do.
Skateboards.
All right. Do you have any Arbor skateboards by chance?
No.
Oh, my last one was an Arbor and it got run over by a car.
Oh, bummer. We carry Sector 9s, Globe, and then Carver.
All right, cool. And do you have any like longer ones?
Yeah, right now we've got plenty of Sector 9s. That's kind of what we've got right now.
Nice.
Have you ever gleamed the
all right,
cube?
I'm coming in. What was your name?
Cool. My name's Colin.
Colin. All right. I'll see you in a bit, Colin. Thanks.
All right, cool.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. All right, he is not hot. His name's Colin.
I was going to say, Colin, does that
Colin.
That
Colin is going to end up being an accountant when he graduates from college.
Yeah?
That's fine.
That's good.
Cole's in, but Colin's out?
Colin is it's not one of those names that's Colin.
Hey guys, I'm Colin.
March bracket of awesomeness, the hottest names.
Oh, like guys' names on one side, girls' names on the other.
Let's just do dudes.
Yes.
Subjectify the men for a change.
Yes, I love that.
No brackets. Oh. That is not. I will
admit, God, you're a grouch. I don't want to do this fun project where we go out and do things.
Hey. It's just been a, it hasn't been fun. It's always
fun
been a huge
bracket.
Pain in the ass.
You're
all right?
A huge pain in the ass.
Correct.
You're just mad because you're a 15 seed.
Jason is a 15.
Jason's such a basic bitch name.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's why I changed
it
to
Jason.
It's J-SIN, okay? Get it right, man.
You should put an X in there somewhere, but it's
on,
silent.
Man. Come on.
Does an X or a Z in your name automatically make you sexy?
Probably.
Limp Bizkit. Works for them.
Well, you find them sexy.
Works for the biscuits.
That might be it.
You're not feeling the Fred Durst thing?
Bizkits.
You're not feeling the?
No.
No?
Not at all.
What about Sam Rivers?
Who? No?
John Otto?
No.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Jason and Deb, the Morning X. El Flamingo SA tweets at Jason and Deb, says, Deb, if you were to be covered head to toe in pads and guards, would you try skating again? Hashtag don't break a hip.
I did lie to Colin and say, when I said that my skateboard went under a car, it's just hanging up on the wall in the laundry room because I'm too nervous to ride it.
That's probably good. It's probably you're of skateboarding retirement age.
What? No, you don't ever have to retire from stuff you love. Just you got to be more careful.
Of course not.
I think I should use wrist guards, helmet, coccyx pad.
Is that a real?
Yeah, I hurt my coccyx at the skate park once. Do you remember?
I remember. But
I broke my arm roller skating.
If you go to,
I would make one.
Sunrise Surf Shop in Jacksonville. Can you say, hey, where are your coccyx pads?
You can fashion one out of anything. It's just a padded material. Or just a really good straight street with no pebbles on it. I wouldn't trust my street at all. It's had too much road work done to it.
Yeah. But, don't skateboard down a dead-end street, that's for sure.
It's a cul-de-sac.
You know, I was watching...
If you kept going, though, you would end up in the creek.
On OG 911, one of the firefighters, his kid has CP, cerebral palsy, but he wanted to skateboard like the other kids at school, so they built him like this whole rig that's like a harness that he's.
I've seen that in real life.
Yeah.
Did they base it on that? That's really awesome.
We should get you the cerebral palsy setup.
So it's just like a roll cage.
It's like a PVC tube cage type thing.
No, it is. It's like a shark cage, Jason, except for it protects me from the ground. Mm-hmm.
You'll still break a foot.
What's an Arbor skateboard? What'd you say?
That's the brand that I have. I love it. It's a longer board. It's not super long. It's about, how long's that? Mm-hmm. It's longer than a normal skateboard.
Okay.
It's kind of pointed at one end. I freaking love it.
Is it made for goofy people?
Doesn't matter. I am goofy on a skateboard, but it doesn't.
You don't have to
stupid.
Say on a skateboard. Just, I'm goofy. It's fine.
No, because listen, here's the weirdness.
Whatever, Pluto.
I'm goofy on the skateboard and... the surfboard.
Okay.
Actually, I can go. I switch. I can switch on the surfboard.
Wow.
I can switch.
You must be rich.
He's teasing you guys. Nobody.
I can switch on the snowboard, but I was told I wasn't allowed to do that when I was learning. I had to go 1 foot strong. I'm regular on the snowboard. It's very strange. Very, very strange. Talking of that, though, God, you guys are making me sad because I haven't been snowboarding in 2 years. No, 3 years. Because of the hip and the surgery and everything is great. Now, it's fully recovered now, and it's better than it ever has been.
What are you waiting on, man?
Can I go snowboarding?
There was snow last Sunday.
Is it irresponsible? I saw a friend of mine on Facebook snowboarding down the hill at Murchison Middle School.
Do it, man.
San Antonio guy actually said to me,
I got a hill at my house.
Where's a hill that we can, you know, find a sled and go down on? And I told him Murchison Middle School, and I didn't think that I would see people snowboarding and surfing down there. But I did. It was cool. But is it safe to go snowboarding right now? With the coronavirus?
I would say the travel is the only concerning part, but even then, I will testify that the travel is perfectly safe, okay? HEPA filter, that air is circulated every two and a half minutes.
The air is very safe up there. Get at me if you've been snowboarding or skiing this year. I want to know.
Nemesis Kayla says, let me ask one of the girls. Okay, no.
Oh.
Colin said, I'm going to ask one of the girls. What's the problem?
You can't, maybe he was supposed to say one of the women. I don't know.
I guess he's got to ask the girls about girl stuff, and why doesn't he just know?
Maybe he's in charge of the men's merchandising, and that's not his department.
Is the surf shop, are they that like elaborate with their layout? Like, do you have like a men's,
yes.
you know everything in the surf shop?
No, it's like any shop you've got. You walk in, on the left is all the women's stuff, and on the right is all the men's stuff, and then you go back, you got the whole skateboard display, and then you got your snowboard stuff.
Is there somebody just in charge of wallet chains?
Probably so, yeah. It's the girl with the least experience.
If you want to rewind a couple of hours to Nick Lost this morning's edition of Who's the
Did
A-Hole?
Did he, though?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Deb is urging us to do this cool, fun video type thing and texted us the other day, hey, do you guys want to go do this? And Nick immediately says, yeah, book it. Let's do Saturday. Pick a Saturday. I think that's the best for Jason's schedule. And I was like, don't just go around booking my Saturdays up, man.
I saw that and I thought, oh, God.
Not cool.
What is Jason going to say to that?
And Nerd from Cedar Park tweets to Jason and Deb, says, now I want to know what this idea is. Deb wants to do team building. Is she taking the show to play paintball? Something at the Formula One track?
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun for us. I don't know. I think it'll be funny for the listeners.
It'll be fine. And Julio from SA says, dude, you're bitching about a few hours of a good time on a Saturday. I'll switch places with you. You come into the 34-degree warehouse at 4 a.m. on a Saturday. Hashtag, you're the a-hole.
This is the thing. It's barely going to take an hour. It's like 15 minutes from his house. It's going to be enjoyable, and there'll be some fun content for air. Everything about it is great.
That has nothing to do with who is the a-hole, all right? Julio.
No, you're the a-hole because I wanted this idea done a year ago.
You're a stronger man than I, okay? What's happening in this 34-degree warehouse, by the way? What's going on there? But yeah, I am a weak man. I'm not capable of such things. But the point is, it doesn't matter.
Jason just told me God made me weak.
That was an off-air conversation.
Oh, well, my fault. God made you weak.
Not meant to be shared.
You're the weak man?
Look, I'm just saying, if you can't go with the flow, I ain't got no. That's not a problem for me. All right, that's why I make 100 cents on the dollar. All right,
wait, what?
Julio, the point is not whether or not I'm a lazy jerk who doesn't want to do work. You don't book somebody else's Saturday, okay? You just don't. You don't mind. It's just like don't manage somebody else's money. You don't just book me on a Saturday. That's not how it works. All right.
Speaking of which, we've established that you should buy Bumbleina the Nintendo Switch Lite. She doesn't need a dock.
Have we established
that?
She
doesn't need the full Nintendo Switch. Just a Lite will do.
What's the Lite one? Like
it
for
just
kids?
You can't attach it to the TV and play it on the big screen TV. You can only play it portably like a Game Boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it still lets her get her own island in Animal Crossing. So just buy your girlfriend an island, dude.
It's eventually what she's going to want anyway.
Enough, just get used to it. Nick, I'm going to need you at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning for some brainstorming. Just 3 a.m. to 3:15.
I'm
going to
say yes just so that you have no way you're going to do that.
I'm going to brainstorm.
Okay? Oh, my God.
No, it's a day. I need you to brainstorm, okay? Uh-huh. I'm going to be sleeping, but I need you. I want specific brainstorm notes from 3 to 3:15 a.m.
Man, when we were talking about this earlier.
3:15, lay down, have a nap, but then again at 4:30. I'm going to need some more brainstorming at 4:30 a.m.
I mean, I'll probably be up.
He'll do it for you, Jason. Don't worry. He's going to definitely do it.
We talked earlier about how you were accusing me of doing this because I was in like my afternoon mode and mindset of things. And at 3 a.m., you're definitely going to get some pot ideas. Like 100%.
From you.
Yeah.
Are those good?
See, at the time, they are. They don't age well. You got to get them fresh.
You got to get them right then. And only when you're stoned.
You have to get them while you're also high, I think is the answer.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
At Nichols DL says, yes, Deb, snowboarding is open in Seattle, and it is fabulous.
Oh, girl, I could go stay with Nigel in Portland, who lives in Seattle.
Lives in Seattle.
I went to...
Go get your snowboarding on.
I stayed with him during the summer and went into Fort Hood. Is that the mountain out there? That's where I would be going.
Is it Fort Hood or just Mount Hood?
Giddy up, man.
Mount Hood. Fort Hood's up the road.
Yeah.
My Dr. McDonald's PA, physician's assistant, texted me and said, you can totally go snowboarding, in reference to my hip, because they're the ones who did the surgery. Oh. Remember, she was the one that covered my lady bits?
They want more work.
Well, they stitched me up.
Yeah, go up and fall off the side of the mountain, then come see us. We'll put you back together again.
Get out of town.
Planned obsolescence. That's how that business works, all right?
I'm not going to hurt myself snowboarding. I'm too good.
No. All right. Lone Star Steph says, Jason mentions Limp Bizkit at least once a show. Did he ever explain his obsession with them? I'm trying to hate, but I secretly like them as well. Like Nickelback. Steph, come on.
He was a weak-minded teenager when they came out, so...
I'm not going to say weak-minded teenager.
You were. Your brain wasn't fixed yet. It wasn't whole.
Look, I was 18 years old in 1999, living the white trash life in the suburbs. It's like a law of the universe that you like Limp Bizkit and Kid Rock, okay?
Wide leg pants.
I didn't ever
flame
wear any...
shirts.
I didn't wear any JNCOs, all right?
Bleach your goatee.
I got plenty of Dickies.
Uh-huh.
I did have interesting patterns with my sideburns.
Eyebrow piercing.
I didn't get that until 2001. But
douche tattoos.
Still going. No tattoos. See, all of my piercing and tattoos, that's when I'd left the Limp Bizkit world and entered the Warped Tour world. Okay?
The Limp Bizkit world and the Warped Tour world have a real crossover.
False. You're making a fool of yourself
of
once
people.
Again.
People like you. No, that's the big crossover.
No. I steered out of the Limp Bizkit world into the wood. Like, I had piercings and tattoos because of Good Charlotte.
It wasn't your fault, though, because I wouldn't say like you steered out. I would say they steered out of the world. Limp Bizkit steered out of the world. They had made their points, and then Fred Durst was off doing other stuff.
I guess maybe kind of.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know.
You had nowhere else to turn to. That's why you ran into the arms of Good Charlotte.
I don't believe in astrology. Like my ex-wife would tell you, because she was born in November of 1979, that's why she was a bitch the rest of her life. But if you were born,
she was only a bitch to you, by the way.
In the white trash world in 1981, there's no way that you didn't like Limp Bizkit. Okay, it's just impossible.
Yeah,
the universe bestowed that upon you. You could not escape it. Also,
there are some people that got out.
They're fun. Okay, they're fun. All right.
Jason loves to do the Limp Bizkit, the headbang. That's like one of his favorite parts.
The headbang?
Yeah, when you do your rap rock headbang.
All right, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just touches his teenage years
it's
soul.
Fun, man. It's good times. All right. Yeah. I'll be back. I'll be back.
Talk about breaking a hip.
We have a $50 Kalahari Resort gift card. Could be yours right now. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Does Deb know stuff about football? It's coming up next. Good luck. Now, Steph, don't put them in the same basket as Nickelback. All right?
Yeah,
that's a disaster. That's gross. Mm-hmm. That's shame on you.
Hey,
shame
Nickelback on. Seeped into you a little bit, too. Don't lie.
Did not.
A little bit.
Did not at all. Not even a little bit.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Patrick in Dallas tweets at Jason and Deb. Here's a tweet from yesterday. Deb said she has lots of cool river stories. I bet Jason has lots of cool ranch stories. Hashtag Doritos. What did you say to me today?
I said to Jason this morning, I'm not telling any more cool river stories because it makes me feel old. Because everyone's like, what's a cool river?
That's a classic time in Austin's past, man. And if you were going north, it was like,
Sam's boat, left for
Cool River, right for Sam's boat.
Those are
your options. Mm-hmm. Now they put a whole domain up there and all of that. There's downtown uptown. Quit messing around with all that stuff, man. Speaking of Cool Ranch Doritos, here, let me just steal some content from another show that I listen to. If you could only eat one brand flavor of chips, crisps, if you will, Deb.
Kettle cooked salt and vinegar.
For the rest of your life. What about kettle cooked salt and vinegar?
Yep.
Is there a brand that goes with that?
Yeah, it's Mrs. Someone's. Zaps, get out of here with your crispy salt and vinegar. You suck.
Yeah.
But, yep, that's what any kettle cooked, got to be real hard, very hard kettle cooked salt and vinegar.
I guess I gotta go with my sour cream and onion ruffles.
Miss Vicky's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Miss Vicky's.
I just googled kettle chip brands Mrs. and Google's like Buttersworth? It's like, pretty sure no.
Dumb.
Sour pretty cream sure and no. onion ruffles is like, just because of its level of consistency, and I could go with that forever. Though, I will say, like, a Cool Ranch Doritos has got a higher ceiling than sour cream and onion ruffles. Like, I don't know. I just feel like there's a higher
quality or what?
There's just a higher, there's a higher threshold for a higher possibility of enjoyment. But sometimes it's just too much for me, all right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm a real dust licker as well.
Like you said earlier, you've got a weak spirit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I like to,
just,
you know.
Poof, and then he licks it up.
Yeah, you open a bag of chips, immediately grab a handful, you just go to a whole handful.
What are you more gross at, eating chips or popcorn?
Not gross on either. Okay.
Yeah.
Not gross.
Why do you hide it from people you're with?
It's intimate, okay?
It's gross.
It's an intimate thing.
I can't believe I've witnessed both.
Look, Bumbleina and I, what are we now? 17 months in? We're just now getting used to having people watch us have sex, okay?
Oh, God.
So like, you gotta work up to your...
When you say people, you just mean her son, right?
Now, that is... I was doing a fun joke. Now
yeah.
It's... Criminal.
Or your mom, that would
who
be the other
Who are these people
ones.
More excited to watch, you or Bumbleina?
Well, like, she's the hot one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially all the moving around during sex. You don't want to see that flappy skin flapping around.
You want to bookmark the show?
Slapping her?
I will concede now that, yes, she is the more attractive one. So if you're watching us have sex, you're like, she's the more attractive one.
Keep your eye on her.
For the people who really appreciate the art, the craft, they look at my technique. They're like, I mean, he's the one. He's the one making it work right there, okay?
Right.
He's the guy doing the...
Mr. 40%.
He's fueling the machine, okay? Once you get toward the middle of the bag of chips, though, like I'm no longer starving, so I don't have to eat them by the handful. And as a matter of fact, now I want to savor them, so I'm a real dust licker, all right? I like to just...
Like a child.
Clean it off. Is that a child
thing
to do?
I feel like kids lick their chips.
I like to clean it off first. First of all, then it softens it up. It's not a nice soft chip coming your way on that one. Plus, you...
You would put your pizza dough side up under the water tap.
No. The problem is that's why Cool Ranch Doritos sometimes is a little too intense. Okay, I never get knocked on my ass by the sour cream and onion dust, but sometimes the Cool Ranch
yelled
dust.
Yelled at me earlier for talking too much during the show.
Well, now we got nothing going on.
Nothing going on.
Yeah. We're at the end of the road here.
First of all, let me
French onion sun chips in the conversation as well.
What do you want as yours, Nick?
Well, I'm going to cheat and say HEB brand because they have knockoffs of all of these. You can get Ridges, Waves, just regular.
No, but you
got to
pick one.
No. It's
what you want
HEB
brand, so you can have all of the...
But the answer is...
No, but you have to pick one flavor.
Oh, one flavor?
Yeah.
Oh, then barbecue. The answer is Pringles. If I was just going to
barbecue's
just
pretty decent, but I'm going to go salt and vinegar first.
Which
pick
flavor
every time.
Pringles? I mean, sour cream and onion Pringles.
I mean, I like their
barbecue. Still got that pickle juice.
No, it's not corn juice. I was looking for the pickle chips. Every time I go to a store, I look for pickle chips. I still haven't seen them anywhere.
Would you take? I know it was because it was pickled Doritos. I was at the store the other day and I saw some pickled potato chips.
Yeah.
But the original conversation was about pickled Doritos.
Yeah.
Do you want? Because I almost got you, but I was like, this is not the one. She said pickled Doritos.
I know it. It's the HEB brand jalapeno Cheetos puff balls.
Jalapeno Cheetos?
Oh, they're so good. Whatever's in that dust.
Sometimes, do they have a fake green like the cheese Cheetos have the fake orange?
They've got like little flecks or something on there that's supposed to make you think it's jalapeno.
That's going to give you cancer.
Maybe, but it's delicious.
Sometimes you say things I'm just like, are you just trying
have
to
you
hurt
had
people?
Them? Have you had
just trying to hurt people?
Okay. Have I had the jalapeno, the HEB brand jalapeno Cheeto puffs balls?
Yes.
No.
I need those balls.
I doubt they exist.
You don't know.
Okay. I feel like this is a weed induced hallucination that you've had. Is that it?
Oh, guys, I went to your HEB the other day. I wanted to switch it up, get some strange.
Okay.
And I hadn't been there for a long time. I used to go there when I lived on 12th Street, but I found it to be inadequate compared to the Hancock one. I went there the other day to check out your food hall.
Mm-hmm.
What food hall? You have three little things.
It's a hall. It's got food in it.
The three little things. I looked at that and I was like, I can't even eat any of that. It's all meat.
It's a hall.
It's a chicken.
Here's a
barbecue.
Meat. Here's a chicken.
Yeah.
The cheese sandwich place.
Look.
There's the bowls.
Disappointed.
And tacos.
There's a hall right there, okay? A hall implies a small area. It's not a food convention center. Okay.
A hall doesn't necessarily mean a small area.
A food hall is a little
The food
it's
hall
a little
at the
row.
Mall?
That's a food court, bro. Okay? That's a whole court. Come on,
I like
man.
A food arena.
Oh, let's Jesus.
If you had to give up one forever, sugar or meat?
Oh, done.
Sugar. And
you don't already done it.
You give up sugar, right?
Yeah.
See, it depends on what are we talking about, like sugar. Like, can I have Fruity Pebbles?
No.
That's out.
Is this another thing stolen from another show that you listen to?
Can I have an orange? An orange has got sugar in it.
Mm. Are we talking about artificial sugar or natural sugar?
Yeah, I don't know the rules, man. They should explain better on that other show I listened to.
Stop plagiarizing crap.
I took that segment. They bombed
they
it,
bombed
okay?
It.
We crushed it, all right?
If you could have a condiment come out of your fingers like a spout,
no conversation
your five
about
finger condiments?
Dust licking on that show. All right, go with a $50 Kalahari gift card.
Does Deb know stuff about football? What the hell does she know about football? Let's get this over with quick.
Does Deb know stuff? Probably not.
All right. Our contestant, hi, Miguel.
What's going on?
What's up, buddy? Sorry to leave you on hold all that time. We just had a lot of essential content that
he's
we had,
a helpful guy.
Had to get to. Miguel, you know how the game works. We're going to ask Deb three football trivia questions. You just tell me, does Deb know the answer? Get two out of three, and we're going to hook up a $50 Kalahari gift card for you. All right?
All right.
Urban Meyer trivia. Urban Meyer hired to be the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars after dissing the University of Texas. You know Urban Meyer things, right, Deb? I didn't know. I'll say I probably would have missed. I would have missed a lot of these. Here, let's go with this one. Where did parents get the name Urban from? Where did his parents get the name Urban from? Is it A, his dad is Urban Meyer Sr.? B, he was named after one of the popes. C, he was named for legendary football coach Urban Pop Warner. Or D, his mom is a civil engineer, so his full name is Urban Development Meyer. Do you think Deb knows the answer?
Think a genius.
I'm going to take a chance to say yes.
Oh,
yes.
A genius?
That's great.
That's the only reason we're doing this.
That's what you think of as urban development.
You did sell me on, you're like, how do you feel about Urban Meyer trivia? I was like, I don't know. It's probably something. I listed three other topics, and Nick goes, so you're like really against Urban Meyer trivia? This is just for Urban Development Meyer?
That's the first question I've done after that. I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. There's nothing else good.
Should have saved that one to last. I'm going to go because he's a junior and his dad was a senior and same name, passed it down. I don't know. That one, A.
Urban Meyer Sr.?
No, I changed my name, my guess to the Pop Warner guy.
Nope.
Oh, Urban Development.
He's a Pope. There was a Pope Urban.
Several of them.
Why? Yeah.
Really?
Seems weird.
How?
That's just an old-timey name like that, I think. I don't know.
I don't know. I went to sensitivity training. They told me it was racist to call things urban. So I'm out, I'm out on that.
For God's sake. You're the absolute worst.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba.
No, that was not funny.
All right. Miguel, we did not get that. We need the next two for you to win the tickets. According to CelebrityNetwork.com, Urban Meyer has how much money? I'll be in a giving nature again and say 20% in either direction. A big window net for you to get it right, Deb. How much money is Urban Meyer got? Do you think Deb knows?
No.
He says no.
Are you saying like what he's got in the bank right now?
I'm saying according to CelebrityNetWorth.com.
And we're not talking about the money he just
Urban
got
Meyer.
Or his payroll for
I bet you
Jacksonville
he hasn't been
Jaguars.
Paid. I bet he hasn't been paid a single cent yet.
I would say rule that out.
That's one of the unfortunate parts of starting a new job. It's like you usually don't get your first paycheck like 3 or 4 weeks in. Hope you're able to make it, Urban.
$100 million.
$100 million is only 35.
Oh, poor guy.
Only 35.
No wonder he's moving to Florida. It's a cheaper cost of living.
Could that be right? I mean, he coached.
No way.
CelebrityNetWorth.com. I feel like they figure you make the money and never spend a single cent of it. Because they'll just look at all the things that you've been compensated for and add those things up. He coached for 7 years in Ohio State, surely making $5 million every one of those years. That's $35 million right there. Doesn't count any of his Florida monies, Utah monies.
Yeah, 7 year, $14
million. Bowling
for
Green
Florida.
Monies.
TV monies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you know what it is?
Liar person monies.
He's probably just forgotten where some of his money is because he's got those memory issues. That's what he tells the IRS. Like, I don't know, I just forgot about that money.
Okay, correct there, Miguel. Get one more. We're going to hook up the tickets. Do we want that one or that one?
Do that one.
Do you want the one that you have a chance at or the one that you got no chance at? I mean, there's one that's just going to be a random guess. I guess they're both going to be random guesses.
They're all random guesses.
Urban Meyer was born on July the 10th. What is his zodiac sign? Is it A, Leo, B, Gemini, C, Cancer, or D, whichever one makes you a liar person? Do you think Deb knows the answer, Miguel?
No.
July the 10th?
July the 10th.
Okay, my ex-husband was a Leo. He was August the 1st. Is that correct? That's amazing. I can remember that. I can't remember when we got married. So he could still be a Leo. I don't know what is before a Leo. I'm just going with Leo.
Leo is
the one before Leo.
He's a Cancer.
Is that the one before Leo?
Yep.
I only know the ones when someone I was in a relationship or a family member or myself has a birthday in. Other than that, I don't know any of the other ones.
No, they're all made up. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, they actually exist. You just don't believe in them.
Right. Miguel, you did it, right? You're going to get $50 to spend at Kalahari Resorts. What former Longhorn coach is reportedly set to join Urban Meyer's staff when he joins the Jaguars? Is it A, Major Applewhite, B, Charlie Strong, C, Vince Young, or D, Tom Herman?
Major Applewhite.
Major Applewhite is...
Vince Young.
Well, former Longhorn coach Vince Young has never been the coach.
Well, you know, he wandered around the...
Yeah, ambassador.
Wait, not Charlie Strong.
It is Charlie Strong.
But I thought he had that job in Southern Florida.
Oh, no. He got fired from South Florida two seasons ago.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the Nick Saban rehab program. I mean, what works better? Well,
He also was the defensive coordinator at Florida. Like, Urban Meyer kept him.
Before he was went to Louisville.
I'm kind of liking all of these things here. I might have to get into some things? Jacksonville Jaguar interest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but he, after getting fired from South Florida, was working as an analyst on the Nick Saban staff. And that's what Nick Saban just takes. I mean, Steve Sarkisian is the best example. He got fired for showing up to a game drunk. And people are like, he'll never work in college football again. And 5 years later, he's turning down, leveraging the University of Texas for 6-year contracts.
So. Bill O'Brien's going to test this theory, right? Like, this is the one. If Nick Saban can rehab Bill O'Brien, former Houston Texans coach.
I think he's going to do it. I think he's
is that where he is?
Yeah, they just signed Bill O'Brien to be the...
He's Coach Steve's replacement.
Oh.
Here's the thing, Texans fans are... Bill O'Brien is now kind of underrated as a coach. He was so bad as a general manager that I think it has affected his reputation as a coach.
Now he's going to get the Urban Meyer touch. I mean,
he's going to get some of that Nick Saban.
Nick Saban touch. Midas touch, remember? Taught you something yesterday.
He's going to be the muffler man?
Everything he touches turns to gold.
I don't know anything about that, man.
Is that why Bill O'Brien insisted on being the general manager of the Texans so he could be a bad one so his coaching abilities would look better in comparison? He's like, look what I'm saddled with. I overcame myself.
All right.
Yeah. Now you're thinking
I don't know
gas.
What you guys are talking about.
Speaking of your
I'm
genius,
just saying
Nick.
To say something.
Brett with 1T says, Nick is right about those HEB jalapeno cheese puff balls.
They
we
good?
Got them free as a combo loco thing once. They were so damn good. I haven't bought them since because they're definitely cancer causing. But yum. Hashtag I need those balls.
I need those balls.
Man, those combo locos sometime. Because I'm a whore for efficiency, and so if you're telling me I can get a free jar of mayonnaise if I buy this style of paprika, I'm in. But sometimes they don't put them next to each other.
Yeah,
you gotta go shopping for them.
Yeah, I've got the mayonnaise, and now I'm on like an episode of Supermarket Sweep. I got to go find this paprika. I never bought paprika. I don't even know which way.
It's
is
in
that?
The spice aisle, you fool.
It's a spice.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't even know what it was. I thought it was like a special kind of pinata or
Were
something.
Were you asking the produce manager?
Oh my god.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.